The story of the Luther Hotel and its rescue has been one with many twists and turns. And at the last moment, like a very well-written suspense novel, a white knight rode to the rescue. A gentleman who seems to have purchased the Luther Hotel for all the right reasons and to be committed to its preservation, its protection, its enhancement, and all the things that everyone would hope for. I'm talking about a man who knows what he's talking about, knows what he's doing, because he's been a key part of the historical restoration scene in Texas for decades, Mr. J.P. Bryan. Sir, it is an honor to welcome you onto our radio station today. Thank you.
Oh, it's my distinct pleasure to be here with you today.
And when I say thank you, I'm not just saying thank you for being on the radio. I say thank you for the structure behind us that now looks fated to stand up for, can we hope, for another 100 years?
At least.
At least. Yes, sir. So what on earth, what was the thing that made you decide, yes, I'm going to pledge a lot of money into buying and restoring and reviving the fortunes of the Luther Hotel?
Well, first of all, I resisted this opportunity, so to speak, on a number of occasions. I had committed myself not to get in any more projects involving historical restoration. I still had some things left to finish, and I didn't want any particular distractions. But if you look for certain key ingredients in a historical restoration effort, they were all available here with the Tres Palacios, or formerly Luther Hotel. Because of the consistent encouragement I got from the two ladies and other dear friends of mine.
Encouragement, that's a very polite
encouragement
word to use.
Yeah. Insistence.
Indeed.
But I can resist insistence. No, all the stars lined up perfectly. And I thought, well, so maybe the last will be the best. Because certainly the factors you look for are several in order to ensure that a restoration project is something you want to take on. First of all, clearly you want to see that there is the opportunity to get the necessary historical credits that the building itself qualifies. Clearly this did. But also, is there the additional benefit that could come to the entire community? Because I'm not interested in just restoring a building. I've got lots of opportunity to do that. I'm more interested in what can we do to show how historical restoration can transform an entire community. So that's clearly available here. There is a very attractive inventory of properties that are just aching to be restored. And hopefully we can bring people's attention to that and encourage that effort. Thirdly, so the inventory of properties, restoration tax credits, and then a city council and city fathers that are totally all in for the project itself. Most projects that I've been involved in one form or another, the, let's say, bureaucracy or controlling elements of the community have some opposition to the project for whatever reason. Some could be very good reason, at least in their mind. But here, the whole community was completely supportive. And I'd say, in fourth and last, I have learned after 50-some years of doing this how to do it. So I felt comfortable that I could succeed based upon my experience with other similar projects. I'm not going to say this is going to be easier, but it's not more of a challenge either. And the last thing, which has nothing to do with the first four, I grew up in Freeport, Texas, and there was a beautiful hotel there called the Tarpon Inn. Very much the same architectural style of this hotel. So much so that if I showed you a picture of it, you would think, oh, that could be the Luther Hotel at a different time. They demolished that hotel when I was about 8 or 9 years of age. And I could remember there was this incredible sorrow that engulfed the entire community with the destruction of that building. And the city of Freeport never recovered. It went on a slow, steady decline. All the people began to move to another town. So I thought, I don't want to see this happen again.
Well, certainly the opposite side of that is something that is clearly part of your vision as well. I should first tell you, though, and our listeners, if they missed it earlier in the day, we had both Palacios Mayor Rick Sink and then City Manager Cindy Rawley say loud and clear on the radio how excited they are and how delighted they are to see you choose to come and rescue the Luther and become a part of the Palacios community. So yes, you do have a near unanimity of support. And I think your point about the terrible loss of a property somewhere else flipped that round, and now we all see the tremendous benefit that you are blessing this small community with by protecting and preserving the Luther.
Yeah, it will be transformative, I promise you, if we're successful in completing this project. Because just as you articulated, everybody from the mayor to the city manager to the county judge, everybody's for this project. And they should be. I mean, that's what you should, Bruce. That's the kind of attitude you would expect when you bring something this fundamentally beneficial to the community. But there are always those naysayers because they say, well, they're going to change the town. They're going to do that. Why are they doing that? I don't like what they're doing. Or if you get, you know, if you put a historical designation on an area, then that means you can't do anything to change your house. That's, of course, not true. You can't change the outside. It's the facade we're trying to preserve. The inside, you've got to do you can do a lot to the interior of the structure. It's the outside that's critical. I just think that because of that, we're going to have a wonderful outcome.
You mentioned one other important official, and that is County Judge Bobby Sieferman. And I know he is supportive because he is coming down here this evening from Bay City to be part of the celebration at 5 o'clock. So you have all the bases well covered, I think, Mr. J.P. Bryan. When do we expect the doors to open to the new Luther Hotel? Do you have any sort of target for any of that yet?
I will tell you it'll be 2 years from the day we start the project. I've looked it over, and I think unless we run into some surprise that we haven't already, already examined, we should be able to get the hotel principal and the supporting buildings around it, the restaurant and the spa store, completed within 2 years. We restored the building in Galveston that houses our museum in 1 year and 3 months. So we went pretty fast for that one. But
absolutely.
Yeah. And we also built 2 other outside buildings in the same time. But I'm confident if we lay out our plan correctly and execute on it appropriately, we should be able to finish it within 2 years of the day we begin. And that we ought to be beginning fairly quickly. This is sort of the last little element of cleanup that we need to do.
Establishing the ground zero to then start building from.
We'll probably start sometime before the end of this month on the structure, and the contractor's ready to go. And that'll be the first thing we'll need to do. And then it's the windows, the interior, any walls and so forth that may need to be moved or adjusted. Then we'll look at the outside, the heating and cooling system. Is going to be a major investment. We're going to use a geothermal system, which
it's
a wonderful, very environmentally friendly.
Yep.
And that lets you keep a constant temperature in the hotel all the time, and also the humidity, is kind of necessary on the Gulf Coast.
You noticed the rooms in the hotel, are you going to preserve the same floor plans, or are you going to be making 2 rooms into one, and are you going to upmarket? How many stars?
Well, sadly, we can't find the original blueprints. So we're having to accept the idea that the rooms, whatever they look like now, must be pretty much what they looked like before. But they made some terrible, unfortunately, modifications, I guess, during World War II. So it's trying to figure out that part of the puzzle. I think we'll come pretty close to replicating exactly what was on the interior of the building. But there are parts of the hotel that were never really used, and we're going to turn those into suites, and that would be the third floor. They'll be fairly spectacular.
Will you have an elevator running up?
Yes, we'll have elevators on both sides.
Good. And I think I heard you say that there are plans for an on-site restaurant as well.
Oh, yes. It's going to be on the east side, looking out at the bay. then the spa and the store will be on the other side. It'll probably be back here a bit. We want to figure out the best way to utilize the back area, but we're going to have an infinity pool out front, and we're going to redo all the beaches out here and make them quite spectacular.
Will there be any conference-type facilities or small meeting rooms or function rooms or weddings, corporate retreats, whatever?
Well, that's a good question, and we have several plans for what will be the second phase of expansion. But right now we want to get the first one done and get the hotel operating rather than building something and finding out, that really what we should have done. My dream would be to recreate the pavilion out on the end of the pier. So we're going to see. But that's
another decent man-sized dream.
Yeah.
We've been talking with J.P. Bryan, a man with a heart, a soul, and dreams as big as Texas. Sir, you are such a blessing to this community. What else would you like to tell Palatians and people in Matagorda County in general?
Well, just enjoy the ride. It's going to be, should be very enjoyable as you see the transformation of the building, which is going to result over time in a considerable improvement in the community of Palacios. Now, that may imply that there are more people that are going to be living here than there are now, but hopefully, what I have found some very interesting fact about historical restoration. I haven't found anything yet to refute this. Historical restoration does not bring about the type of commercialization that destroys the character of the community. It remains intact. It's not like a bunch of commercial buildings where people really don't care about the buildings. That's just a place they go to work in.
Very interesting.
And they have a different connection, and the people that come to this hotel and the other stores and so forth have a respect for that. They have a respect for historical restoration. You know, heritage tourism is the fastest growing business in the state of Texas.
Really?
Bar none. Yes.
So that's a very good point you raised about how historical development is very different to commercial development. It attracts a different sort of person. You said also that you thought we might be getting a few more people in Palacios. I think you might be right there. There's
yeah.
a whole new housing development here, to say nothing of 800 new homes going into Bay City.
Wow.
Where are they going to find the people to put in them? I don't know.
Well, it's a gradual process. You know, I hope to work with the city and get a large part of the Main Street area and Palacios declared a historic district.
Yes, I think that's very important.
And so if we can do that, then that will bring a lot of proper restoration and activity.
Yes.
And then those shops will be established, and they'll be, and then the beach will be an attraction. And over time, hopefully there will be people that will give thought to, okay, what kind of enterprises can we locate here?
Yes.
That would be in character with the environment that we're getting ready to occupy.
Yep.
And so I'm very sensitive to that. I'm chairman of an outfit called Lone Star Coastal, and our concern is how do we preserve our estuaries and waterways that are breeding grounds for all of our wildlife and maritime fish and shrimp and so forth, and preserve it for hunters and fishermen and people that want to go kayaking and enjoy the other things. So make it economic, but preserve it at the same time. So that's a balance that we always need to be sensitive to, I believe, in whatever we build.
Yes, and the Coastal Conservancy Association and various other groups are all looking at the different parts of that puzzle. Nice to have some integrated overview of it all, though, because some people see it's like the story of the elephant. Put blind men in a room with an elephant, they each touch a part of the element and describe a totally different thing.
Totally.
Mr. J.P. Bryan, thank you so much again for everything you are doing for this community. We hope, we pray that your ventures will prove to be outstandingly successful to you personally, sir, as well as to this community. And for what it's worth, the radio stations are always at your disposal to get your message out there anytime you need that.
Well, just so everybody understands it, I rely heavily on the Lord for my guidance. And so don't think that I don't have somebody correcting me regularly if I'm on the wrong path. So I look to him for guidance and wisdom in whatever I'm doing. So maybe they'll give some of you some comfort. Others, you might just disagree with that idea. I understand that. I always felt like that he was a lot smarter than me, and so I wanted his wisdom, not mine, when it came time to make a hard decision.
Amen to that. Yes. We've been talking with J.P. Bryan, who is not only a wonderful gentleman every which way, he's an outstanding Christian gentleman, too. The wonders never cease. Sir, we must get you on the radio again and find out what more there is to like and admire about you and your fascinating record in the past and your plans for the future.
Thank you.